Disney Wish, adapted by Aaron Faligant. This book is read by Kritzia Bajos. Chapter Mouth in Surprise.
Oh, something's happened,
Asha murmured.
I'm talking, Valentino declared. I am talking! Who knew my voice would be this low?
He seemed quite pleased with himself. Asha, feeling bewildered, looked again at Star. But the magical light was only just getting started.
Star zipped toward some flowers and sprinkled them with stardust. Instantly, the blossoms came to life and began dancing. Then Star woke up a large tree. As Star spread stardust on a squirrel, a porcupine, and a rabbit, the forest animals chattered in wonder.
Delicious! Magic is chewy.
Sparkly and spicy.
Astonished, Asha blurted.
Okay, I have a few thousand questions, starting with how did I manage to connect with a star all the way across the sky and ending with how is any of this possible?
Relax, said the rabbit. To all your questions, there is one very simple answer.
Which is? Asked Asha.
Think about it, said the bushy-tailed squirrel. We're no different, you and me. We are all.
The squirrel paused, waiting for Asha to guess. Overwhelmed? Asha offered. Star giggled at her answer.
And completely, entirely made of the very same, very special thing,
the rabbit continued, gesturing toward Star.
Which is?
Asha stared at Star, trying to describe how the glowing orb made her feel.
Hope?
She guessed again. The forest animals groaned.
Let's try this another way, said the squirrel.
With help from the plants, trees, and other animals, the squirrel began to show Asha that every living thing on Earth was connected, because we are all made of stardust. Trees, from a sapling to a stump, explained how stardust turns seeds into full-grown plants. An owl landed before Asha, its eyes like tiny galaxies filled with bright stars. From rabbits to bears, turtles to deer, raccoons to feathery quail, forest friends surrounded Asha and helped her see that we are more alike than we realize. As the enchanted animals surrounded Asha, she saw that their hearts glowed with stardust. And when Star gently touched her chest, her heart began to glow. Now Asha understood. Since everything is made of stardust, the power of the stars is accessible to everyone. Asha felt just as energized as the forest animals now. When Star perched atop her head, Asha grinned.
This is extraordinary, she said. My father said that we were connected to the stars. That's why I wished, and now you're here.
For me?
Star tumbled off her head and hovered before her, looking joyful.
Well, what do I...
Wait, do you grant wishes? Asha asked. Star frowned and turned upside down.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, obviously not, said Asha. Forget I asked.
Star, now fascinated with Asha, drew on her chin with glowing stardust.
I'm just not sure how this works, said Asha. I wished for more for us, for my family, and for...
Star suddenly righted itself. Asha worried she'd said something wrong.
Oh, no, 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 she said quickly. Not in, like, a selfish way. I just want their wishes to have a chance.
At that,
Star kicked its legs as if in full agreement.
Asha gestured toward the castle and then pulled out her journal.
But, look.
She showed Star the drawing she'd made of the wish chamber. King Magnifico has their wishes in the castle, captured in these ball-like bubbly things that are very beautiful but very locked up, and he'll never give them back. Star flinched at the thought, and then took off like a shot. It zoomed around and gathered the yarn from the trees.
What are you doing? Asha called.
Careful, Valentino warned. My mother was shaved for that yarn.
Star wound the yarn into a ball and tucked it into Asha's hands. Then Star glanced eagerly at the castle and back at Asha as if trying to tell her something.
Yes, that's the castle, said Asha, not understanding.
Then she saw the emotion in Star's expression. Star wanted the wishes to be free, too.
You mean we take them back ourselves?
Asha asked. Star gave her a mischievous smile.
But if we take them, isn't that stealing?
Asked Asha.
I mean, we can't...
Star blew out a puff of stardust in protest.
Right, said Asha.
They don't belong to him, do they?
Star tugged on the yarn and gestured toward the castle as if to say, let's go. Well, okay, said Asha, but...
Star spun around Asha with the yarn and then zipped on ahead.
Wait, wait! Asha cried, running after Star. Slow down! We need a plan!
Valentino suddenly fell from a tree branch above and scampered after them.
I'm coming! He called in his gruff goat voice. Wait for me!